chain on for?
Oh, Dickon, why didn't you say?
What to? A closed door? What's happened to the bell?
I disconnected it.
Why?
Because Morris kept ringing it.
When?
The other night.
He came back, you mean?
He tried to.
To stay?
I've no idea. I wouldn't let him in.
Well, that was a bit tough, wasn't it?
I didn't want to see him. He had some garbled story about having left two shirts in the cupboard.
And he hadn't, you mean?
Oh, yes, they were there.
You might have given them back to him, Cressy.
I did.
Oh, that's all right, then.
I threw them out of the window.
I can't say Maurice Gill is my favourite man, but you make me feel quite sorry for him.
Oh, I told him I was going to. He was down there. He only had to pick them up.
Why couldn't you just hand them to him in a civilised way?
Because I don't feel civilised about Maurice.
Oh.
Vodka?
No, thanks.
Scotch?
Even worse.
Well, I shall, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead. As long as you aren't doing it too often.
What? Having a drink?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want you trying to drown your sorrows.
I'm not the type to hit the bottle. I'd much rather hit Maurice.
Oh, you are off him.
On the contrary, I'm crazy about him.
Still?
More than ever.
You always were pretty weird.
That's why I don't want to see him, really. I couldn't take it. I should just melt.
Well, go ahead then. What's wrong with melting?
If I melt now, he's going to walk all over me in hobnail boots for the rest of my life.
Thought you rather like that.
I always did fall for terribly unsuitable men, didn't I? Remember when I was 15, that tennis coach?
All those lost tennis balls. You used to go and look for them in the shrubbery.
Yes. I never got much further than a mild pass.
Didn't?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, I never really knew.
I shied off. My upbringing stood me in frightfully good stead.
Maybe that's the trouble with us.
What?
Well, our upbringing. Well, we're a terribly non-touching sort of family, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah, sort of stiff upper lip, and it isn't terribly done to show emotion or physical affection, except to the dog.
You're getting awfully introspective, aren't you? Why don't you have a drink?
Ah, there you are, you see. You don't like it.
Don't like what?
You're all embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I thought you came here to cheer me up, that's all.
No.
The thing is, if I let Maurice walk all over me now, it wouldn't be for all my life. It'd last about 6 months, then it'd be over.
So what?
I'm serious about him, Dickon. What did you come here for, anyway? No, don't tell me. A meal?
Ah, well, I wouldn't say no.
Scrambled egg, sausages?
Both.
Okay.
That wasn't why I came, though. I wanted to ask you something.
Well?
Do you think I'm normal?
No, I don't. I think you're very peculiar. What do you mean, normal?
Well, you know.
Straight, you mean? Hetero?
Yes.
Now you're embarrassed.
I just want your opinion, that's all.
Dickon, that's what I mean about you being peculiar. I mean, surely you know.
I thought I did. I mean, I don't fancy blokes. I fancy girls. Quite a few of them, actually.
When was the last time?
The last time?
Yes.
The last time what?
The last time you slept with a girl.
Cambridge.
Oh, Dickon.
But I've been busy. I mean, there are other things in life. I suppose I'm just sort of academically inclined. And not very attractive.
Oh, of course you're attractive, you great nit. You're lovely.
I haven't got much machismo.
That's not everything. Look, I think you'd better get started, and the sooner the better. You must make an effort, Dickon.
I just paid a call on our bank manager.
You are?
You heard. And I got rather a shock. What have you done with the money, Matt?
I'm planning to spend it on riotous living in the south of France.
I'm serious.
Well, there wasn't all that much there, for starters. Find the freezer van nearly cleaned us out.
At the time. But we built it up again, and now our account is down to nothing, practically.
Well, the check's come through already, has it? That's quick.
What was it for?
More freezer cabinets.
More?
That's right. I'm going to need a lot more storage space.
And you just calmly spent that money on the freezer plant without saying a word to me?
Well, you were after it too, weren't you? Were you going to say anything to me?
That is a joint account, Matt, which I think we'd better alter pretty quickly. I've opened another, and I've arranged a loan.
What for?
I'm buying ovens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're going to need them, aren't you?
Yes. What I can't see exactly is why you need more freezer space when you won't have anything to put in it.
Well, I'm going to have, though, aren't I?
Not unless you enlarge your cooking area.
I am doing.
That bakery shed isn't elastic, Matt.
Ah, but I am not enlarging it in space. I am enlarging it in time.
What are you talking about?
The shift system. I've just fixed the second shift. One's going to work all day, one's going to work all night.
As from when?
Monday night. They're both starting Monday.
You're mad.
Nope. Just prepared to take a calculated risk, that's all. You can't stand still in business. You either go forward or you go back.
All right. I take your point. Expand if you really must, but do it gradually.
Well, I would, if I had the option. But I've had this offer. 500 frozen lunches a day. If you turn that sort of chance down, you don't deserve to get on.
I don't think I could go through that bankruptcy business again, Matt.
We weren't bankrupt. We went into liquidation.
Isn't once enough?
Two businesses, with a turnover of thousands, starting from scratch, and only one crash. That's not a bad track record.
You'll always be like this, won't you?
No. Another 10 years, and then I'll be creaking a bit, coming apart at the seams, and starting to get cold feet, and drinking too much Campari and soda.
Like me, you mean?
Oh, don't be daft, love. No, but I reckon I've got about another good 10 years before I start slowing up, so it's got to be now. And you love me just the way I am. You know you do. That's right. Take your coat off. And come and sit down, eh? Can't stand arguing with people when they're standing up.
Haven't got time. Got to get lunch ready. Where's Alexis?
Sitting on his bottom up in his bedroom.
What is he doing up there?
Looking at girly magazines, I dare say.
Why up there, Matt?
Because I couldn't stand the sight of him doing it down here. Ruddy little layabout.
He does have a broken leg. You don't really like anyone just sitting, do you, Matt? Just simply relaxing.
I like you two. And you don't do enough of it. Come on. Come and sit down here next to me.
I'm going to prepare the vegetables. You do realize, don't you? You may be starting round the clock cooking on Monday, but you haven't a hope of getting your new freezers installed by then.
Nope.
So where are you going to put it all?
Oh, just have to empty the freezers I've got, won't I?
What do you mean?
Unload stock. I've got three of the local delis taking a lot, and you'll have to cart off what's left of the prior stuff.
But there's a lot there still, Matt. We haven't got nearly enough freezer space for all that at the restaurant.
Oh, that's your problem, isn't it? We can't take it, that's all.
We've got to, Rob. Matt wants the lot out by Monday.
He's not going to want all that space straight off.
We will by the end of the week.
Then we'll move it by the end of the week. We can use a fair amount in 5 days.
But Andre's starting here on Monday.
He can have a nice easy week then, can't he?
All right. I'll ask Matt if we can do it your way. He might play ball.
Shall I ask him?
Why?
Well, I could do it a bit more casually. Take the heat off a bit.
All right, Rob. Let me know what success you have.
Okay.
In the meanwhile, we'd better have a stock list of all the frozen stuff we've got at the old bakery, and I'll work out some new menus.
The sooner we use it up, the better.
Exactly. And with any luck, it'll give us another week to get our buying organized.
Who'll be doing that?
You.
Which is going to mean some pretty early mornings.
I'm sorry. I can't, Rob. I want to be around at home to get Jeremy off to school.
Yeah, of course.
Heaven knows what it's going to be like at the bakery with work going on there all night.
It's quite a good idea of Matt's, though. Better than the Wagoner's Walk deli he was thinking about.
Oh, you didn't take him seriously, did you?
Well, he's going to apply for a lease.
Blast freezing's practically light industry. We'd never have got permission to do it there. He was just getting after those squatters.
Yeah, they do seem to get up his nose a bit, don't they?
Damn cold in here, Debbie. I don't know how you stick it.
You're effete, that's your trouble.
Oh, don't you start. Quite enough of that from Morris Gill.
Good old Morris. Still chucking his weight around, is he? Mm. It's almost worth being pregnant just to get out of his way for a bit.
Yes, I'll have to think of something else.
It's going to be hell when he's editor.
Hmm.
I suppose he's a dead cert for it.
You never know. There are some outside applications, I gather. Could go to one of them.
Yeah, so you said. Anyway, keep your fingers crossed.
If I cross them here, I'll have to. They'll freeze together.
Here, have a corner of the rug.
Can I light another candle?
Can't you see?
Ah, in a dim sort of way. It's not the light, though. I just thought it might give out a bit of heat.
Oh, come under the rug. There. Mm. Better?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's much more cosy.
Mm.
When are you going to get the electricity turned on? Or aren't they giving you permission?
Oh, yeah. We'll be lit up Monday. Mm. In every way, we're having a party to celebrate.
Can I come?
Of course you can. You don't have to ask. Just have to bring a bottle. We might even let you throw the switch.
What do you mean?
Well, look at the celebrities who get to turn on the lights in Regent Street and Blackpool Illuminations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got our own. Our very own Dickon Firth.